Shipwreck. Story by Carmel Riley, illustrated by Samantha Asri and Stevie Mahadika. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Millie and Matt couldn't wait to leave. They'd been sailing many times with their parents, but this time was different. Their father had built his dream yacht. Now, he told them, they could sail around the world in style. This was going to be the adventure of a lifetime. The day the family left port was warm and sunny. For the first 5 days, they were lucky. The weather stayed fine, and the sea was calm. There was just enough breeze to fill the sails. Suddenly, on the afternoon of the sixth day, black clouds loomed in the sky, and the sea began to swell. By the time night fell, the yacht started to roll wildly.
Matt, Millie, get down below.
Oh, we'll take care of up deck. We've hit a reef. We have to abandon ship. The life rafts are ready. Quick, come on.
The next morning.
Millie, are you okay?
I think so. Where are we?
I don't know.
Mum and Dad.
They were in the other life raft. I saw them just after the yacht went down, but...
Matt, it'll be okay. They'll be here. We'll find them.
We need to look for them now. I feel weak and thirsty.
We need to get some food and water before we do anything. Or there should be supplies in the life raft. Oh, look, there's a water bottle and some crackers. Hey, Matt, don't drink it all.
Sorry.
Well, there's not much left. Well, it looks like we might be in luck. I think there's a stream. We can get more water.
They fill their water bottles at the stream and look further down the beach.
I might be able to see something if I climb up onto those rocks.
What can you see?
Nothing. Just one long beach. No sign of life.
It'll be dark soon. Let's go back and eat some more crackers.
Back at the raft.
Hey, did you eat more of those crackers? The open packet is gone.
I think we ate them before.
Hey, there's some good stuff in here.
Millie uses the net to catch a fish. Matt makes a fire with driftwood.
I knew Girl Scout training would come in handy one day.
The next morning.
I couldn't sleep last night. It felt like someone was watching us.
I'm sure it was just a dream. Matt, did you eat the rest of the fish?
No.
Maybe you weren't dreaming. I think someone's stealing our food.
I told you we were being watched.
I guess at least it means we're not alone. But is that good or bad?
Millie and Matt set off to look for Mum and Dad.
It feels like we've been walking forever.
Let's stop for the night when we get around those rocks.
The rocks are difficult to climb over.
Whoa!
Oh, I thought I was going to lose you.
As if you could ever lose me.
Finally, after walking for many hours...
Hey, I can see something.
Well, just wait until we get a bit closer.
Look, it's a washed-up life raft. But what is that?
It looks like a shirt tied to a pole.
It's Dad's shirt. Mum and Dad must have left it as a sign.
But where did they go?
They're probably looking for us, like we're looking for them.
All we can do now is wait here for the night.
Hey, we've got coconut and crackers for dinner again.
Woohoo!
The next morning.
Hey, Matt, look, an arrow. Oh, we didn't see it last night in the dark.
They want us to go that way, into the jungle.
It's dark in here. But there seems to be a track.
I don't like this.
Oh, look, it's a piece of Dad's shirt tied to a branch. We're going the right way.
Later.
Hey, look, here's another piece of Dad's shirt.
Stop, Millie. Can't you hear those noises? Look, I can see a clearing in the trees.
Wait, we don't know who's up there. Just take it easy.
But Millie, it's got to be them.
Does it, Matt? There's someone else here. They've been stealing our food and watching us, and they're not Mum and Dad.
You're right.
Let's just take this easy, okay? Hey, what's that? It looks like monkeys.
And people feeding them.
People, Matt. There are people over there. Real people.
Hey, what do you kids think you're doing?
Well, looking for our Mum and Dad.
Matt and Millie soon find the police station. Your Mum and Dad have hired a local boat to take them out along the coast looking for you. Lucky the boat has a radio. The captain says they'll be back in 20 minutes.
Thank you so much.
20 minutes later.
Thank goodness.
Mum, Dad.
Later that day.
It was great the way you left those signs for us to follow.
We didn't know if you'd see them. We just hoped you'd survived.
We didn't know about you either, Dad.
You know, it was the monkeys who saved us.
The monkeys?
We caught them stealing our supplies.
I'd read about these monkeys. I knew they lived on these islands, and I knew that they must know enough about humans to know about our food.
Dad thought that if we followed them, they'd lead us to people.
I could have been wrong, but thank goodness I was right.
So, you were stealing from us too.
And watching us as we walked around.
It's good to know I wasn't imagining things.
Just for once. So what are we going to do now? Well, that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
Two weeks later.
I still can't believe we've bought a new boat.
I can't believe we're going to sail home in it. Just one thing.
What?
No more crackers. Breakfast bars, dried fruit, nuts, they're all okay. But no more crackers.